We interviewed Fraser Bailey yesterday. Fraser is just he's a cool guy. And he has a new video out. I hope you're going to buy it or watch it for $4.99, but buy it for $12.99. You can go to Amazon Prime and you can rent it for $4.99. Or you can watch it for 30 days. Yeah, really worth watching. This is really well done. It's very entertaining. It's called Root Cause. iTunes has it. Amazon Prime has it. And you can just Google Root Cause and watch it. I think you rent it for a year, 30 days for $4.99, or buy it on an Amazon for $12.99. Very well done. I think it's 70 minutes. And this is Fraser's whole story of how he figured out, it took him a long time, that root canals were the cause of his problems that he just couldn't shake over a lifetime. Wow. And we had a big role in the movie just because what happened was, not a big role, but you know, we were part of the deal, because somebody told him that he had a root canal. He went to this fancy doctor, and that was a part of his problem. But the first time he heard that a root canal was even an issue, he said, "Well, come on," because he wasn't into this stuff. He's down in Australia, and so he started learning about root canals, and he found his way to One Radio Network and Dr. Hal Huggins, and then he started listening to a lot of the other shows, and this is how he learned all about it through our website, and. And then he actually gave me a really nice, more than generous kind of a, I don't know what you call it, in the credits on the movie, which he really didn't have to do. But I helped him set up, and I went over and we work with Dr. Nunley. Dr. Nunley's in it, but a lot of the people we have on are in the show, Dr. Tennant, Dr. Gerald Smith, Don Hewing, we've had on the show, and some other people. And it's a great story. And he went through it, and just healthier than ever. And it was all the root canal and the cavitation. So, just great story. So it's called Root Cause. Please spread it around. Put it on Facebook and stuff like that. You can go to rootcausemovie.com. I think you can buy it there. Support him. Well, I want to see if we can help him get his money back. He spent a lot of money on this. But it's going to be good. And this will be a nice thing for you to send to people in your family who maybe have a root canal and, you know, they're sick and they don't understand how dangerous these guys are. Because this would be something they watch that doesn't like freak them out, and just it's done in such a way that, regardless of someone's state of consciousness about these root canals and dentist stuff, that they get it. You know what I'm saying? They'll kind of go, yeah, he does it in a really clever way. So it's worth watching, even if you know all this stuff. It's really worth watching. All right, let's see. I'm really interested. You kept talking about the song, about how to shift it to Europe. I travel light. Oh, I see. Yeah, it's only about $200 extra. And Tom, that comes with the EU plug. You know, they've got those silly plugs over there. We have the real ones. They have the silly ones. and it'll ship right from the Taiwan. So you can get it. Just email me. So I'll write Tom back and then figure it out. Do-do-do-do-do. Well, lithium is a mood equal liberator, says Adam Bergstrom. breath regulator, and automatic nervous system pivot. It maintains the balance between the orthosympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system. Ooh. Lithium carbonate's pivot effect is why it's used to treat bipolar conditions. Lithium's single color predominates magenta. Huh. Also pivotal mood equilibrator. Did you hear Madam talking about 7-Up? That was all about lithium, the original formula, the number 7, atomic number 7, and something about making people feel better? That lithium was in the original 7-Up formula? Go figure. My mom used to give us 7-Up when we were kids, if we felt sick. Not a lot, just a little bit. So she knew. I don't think she knew there was lithium in there. She just kind of knew. Patrick, I looked at a picture of Mark Wahlberg, writes Karen. Are you not trying to get muscles like Mark Wahlberg, are you? Probably not. I'm probably going to cut down. I mean, you know, hello? Man, you know how much food? Well, no, you'd have to just eat a lot of God. Sorry, see how it's subconsciously you keep going back to the food. You got to just erase that, baby. Just erase it. Erase and replace. Well, I mean, it's, we've had lifetimes of just eating food to grow. Nobody's taught us about this God thing before. Well, it's time, baby. Everything is subject to change. That was on my list. Huh. Yeah, that's a good one. You know, that's got a great spiritual component to it. Everything is subject to change. That's my personal phone, not my radio phone. You know, what happens here on planet Earth is we get kind of locked in, and we've all done it for lifetimes, into a certain thing. So we'll get locked into a diet, get locked into a religion, or locked into a particular idea of, you know, just something. And there's a lot of them running around, right? And if we don't believe that everything was subject to change, we'll just kind of go into the urn, as we call it, or flip over to the other side and, you know, torch the body and, you know, try to do it again, believing this or that or that or that. And we just believe it because we've always believed it. But when we understand that everything is subject to change for a few reasons, and one is because there's only now. So in every now moment of now, we have the choice to just change the way we view things. And that's what really soul travel is. We just change the way we view life, or change what we believe is real, and then we move to another thing that's real, and the thing we just moved away from is not even real anymore. And that's really pretty much how spiritual healing works too. We just move away from the idea that I have cancer into my body is healing cancer cells to I don't think I have it anymore, and then you don't have it. I mean, that's what really is the progression spiritually. And then you're doing all these things physically too to help you feel better while you do it. And then that's really how spiritual healing works, because it's working through us. So as long as we keep understanding that everything is subject to change, and that just because I ate it, you know, something yesterday and it worked perfectly, you may eat it today and say, man, that didn't sit too well. And then we can keep modifying and keep staying on that razor's edge of what's working for us in the moment. A pilot told me one time that when you fly from LA to Hawaii, that 90% of the time you're off course. And he explained to me, which is really interesting, 90% of the time you're off course because you're spending the rest of the time kind of moving back and forth, staying on course. And I always remember that, because that's pretty much what we do on planet Earth. If we say, let me see. If we say, like, okay, what's the bottom line here? It would be the light and sound of God, right? Which is what soul, spirit is made out of, you know? And so in our practice, we do spiritual practices so we can actually experience the light and hear the sound, not just read about it. Because then once we experience it, see the light, and, you know, like the saying, boy, I saw the light. Once we see the light and hear the sound, and it changes in colors, it changes in different sounds on different planes of reality. Once we're really kind of tuned in with spirit, and we can work directly with spirit, and that could be our spiritual practice is what I'm learning how to do. You work directly with spirit. Now I have a teacher that kind of hooks me up as a guide, but on the inner planes, he is just divine spirit manifest into a physical body. That's how the inner master works and the inner teacher works, all right? That's how that works. So what we're always trying to do is stay on course, so we could kind of keep focused on God, if you will, the light and the sound. And then every day, we're just moving a little bit this way. Whoops, well, moving a little bit back that way, moving a little bit back that way, and try to kind of stay on this razor's edge. And the whole time you're having fun. It's not like this is work. It's not like you're taking it seriously. But this is just part of your spiritual practice. You're always kind of keeping that razor's edge. So you can have all the fun you want, eat all the food you want, whenever you want, and get married, have kids or not, or do whatever you want to do, work or write or start a business. And you're doing this all the time, day in, day out, moment by moment. And it's pretty trippy. The real skill is to not to judge along the way, because you know a lot of us were brought up with an idea that when we get off course, that we want to give ourselves a hard time for that, you know, and that's of course a dead end, right? Then we're just kind of down some rabbit hole of guilt and fear, and then nothing is happening there. So it's real important that you go through your life, remember that everything is subject to change, that you just may change your idea about something, right? You might just change it. You might change religion someday because the religion you're on has worked well for you. It's been great. But you know what? I just want more. There's got to be more here. Something else. There's more. You got that itch. Well, then don't be shy about changing or trying other things. And read about some other religions. Taoism, Buddhism, Ekankar, whatever you want. Read about them and see which one floats your boat, and then change. And don't be, you know, tied into just staying with the one you've been just because it's been so long. Good morning. Who's this? Whoop.
Hey, this is Rodney in Houston.
Rodney, are you changing your name? You called yesterday and you used the term Rodney, and I repeated that. But I knew it was you, Robert. I knew it was you. You can't disguise your voice.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed to call in.
No, don't be embarrassed. You know, everybody's listening, but
they're
just
waiting for Denise to call in.
Well, they're waiting for you to call in, I guess. I don't know, man. It's like sometimes I wonder, and we have a lot of people listening. You think everybody, how come you're not shy like all the rest of the listeners?
Well, I like to get questions. Like, I wanted to call in. I'm looking for a good glycerin-free toothpaste.
Yeah.
So apparently everybody knows what they're doing. So, and I'll comment on that later, but before I get off track, then I don't get to my original question.
Did you find a glycerin-free toothpaste, or were you asking?
I'm looking.
Oh, you're looking, yeah. Yeah, I found I found a couple. What was some kind of a mud thing that's kind of messy? There's another tooth soap, but have you Googled glycerin-free toothpaste? Do you ever come up with anything?
You know, I hate to sound like Adam, but so much, everything is just, I have a couple glycerin-free toothpaste.
Okay.
But most of them are like crap, you know.
No, they
are. The mud one.
Well, and the mud's pretty good. It's just messy, isn't it?
Well, I'd like a little foam just to move stuff off.
You want a little foam, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you don't need the glycerin ain't foam. I forget what the glycerin does. I was just reading.
The glycerin, it helps it actually to not let your tooth remineralize. That's what it does.
Right, but why do they put it in? Something to do when they put it in.
I don't know.
Either makes it sticky together. So
right.
The lauryl sulfate is the one that gives the foaming action.
Yeah.
So let me just say, I do have a charcoal one. There was a nice charcoal one I got. Boy, that thing is messy.
What are the ingredients in that one? What's the ingredients in that one?
I could go get it, but I won't. But okay. There's a charcoal one I've seen, and probably minimum stuff. Let me go get it.
Sure. The original Crest we were using, that doesn't have glycerin.
Right, but I'm trying to get away from the fluoride.
I understand.
So you see, this is a little tricky here now.
I understand. Okay.
And the dye, the fluoride and the dye, because I'm still struggling with some fatigue, and I'm thinking, you know, in the back of your mind, Dr. Nunley, I wouldn't take one extra atom of fluoride if I could.
No, that was Huggins and Mercury. You got them confused. But I think Dr. Nunley said about fluoride, didn't he?
He said that same thing about fluoride. Yeah. I wouldn't want one extra atom of fluoride.
Yeah, I know. I remember the show.
And you're off at now, so I said, maybe.
No. Well, yes. Yeah, so they're glycerin-free toothpaste, so what else?
So what's the answer? You really don't come up with... Do you have a brand name?
What's the answer?
What are you using now?
I'm just using Closis and Pearlsim. That's it for me.
Okay, so you're not even using a
foamy,
so-called toothpaste in
right.
a tube.
Yeah.
And that's what I remember Dr. Dawn Ewing saying when she said, you don't even need toothpaste.
No, I think it just makes people feel better because they're doing all this foamy stuff, but...
That's what I'm thinking. It's
yeah.
just a bad habit. Well, not a bad habit, but the habit you're used to.
This Pearlsim cleans them like they go through a car wash. It's amazing. Amazing. Amazing.
I haven't tried that yet. I've thought about it.
Well,
you should. Man, do I need another thing?
Do I need another thing? My counter's pretty full already. I understand, Robert. I understand.
So, I did look at her website, and let me just say this. I always get it. This is my little pet peeve.
Oh, don't do a peeve.
You know how doctors have a website, and they post their picture on there from like 40 years ago?
Right, right.
And then you look at them now, and they're like, man, you know, in a wheelchair. And you're like, why do they still got that picture on there when they were 20 years old?
Because they look like they're 40. That's why they do that.
Yeah, Gary Knoll does it, everybody masks. I remember I was picking on Dr. Massey that one time. He had that picture on there when he was real young.
Well, we're going to go video in a minute, so you're going to be able to see exactly mm-hmm. what I look. Because that picture is 3 or 4 years old.
And that picture you put on of the woman who does the Pearlsim, that picture was a long time ago because she has YouTube now where she's pretty old now. She's in her 50s or 60s or something.
She looks great, though. She looks great.
Yeah. Asians, yeah. They look pretty
So what peeve are you working on? Which website did you see where they have an old picture?
Well, the picture you had of the Julon, the Pearlsim lady.
Oh, that's the one. That's the only one we have, yeah.
Yeah, because I was thinking, man, I need this stuff. I'm going to look like 20 years old like her, man. She's older now. So anyway, the two products, there's the powder you can either take it orally or brush with it. So help me.
Okay, so what
long,
we have...
The long
we have,
and the short.
Okay, the long and the short is this. The link on the website will take you to a two-jar link, and you can get two jar at a big discount, and that's what I would get. Put one in your bathroom, one in your kitchen, and then you have this little plastic spoon. So what you can do is, if you want toothpaste, or if you don't, just put it on your toothbrush with that little plastic spoon, your little spoonful, and then brush away. And it gets all kind of white and juicy in there. And you could do that at night, and then just leave that in your mouth, and that'll help your teeth to remineralize as you're, you know, with your saliva. And then what I've been doing is you can just take 2 or 3 teaspoons and put it on your tongue, you know, internally and swish it down with water, and you can take the calcium, magnesium supplement, you know, this as a pearl calcium magnesium supplement. So that's the way. Now, if you got the capsules, you can do the same thing, but you got to break open the capsules. So it just depends on what you want.
Okay, that's kind of what I gathered.
Okay.
So you can brush your teeth with it or use it for a facial or whatever, and then you ingest it into your stomach to help the bones and whatever calcium does in your body.
Yeah, and science has shown that it'll go to the right spot, too.
Well, what if I'm cheap like me and I want to brush my teeth with it, and then rather than spit it out, just swallow it?
Oh, that's what I do all the time. Yeah, don't spit it out. Yeah.
You didn't say that.
Wow. Right? You know,
How many people are spitting it out, wasting all that money?
I don't know. Don't spit it out. Just swallow it.
Okay, so let me get this straight. How do you dip your brush in it?
Oh, I just...
Nipples into details, you know.
Yeah, I know. Boy, you are a detail guy. No, I just kind of put my brush over the faucet and then put the spoon on there. I think if you push it in there, it'll wetens. You know, it gets kind of messy in the jar if you do that, so...
Right, yeah, that's what I thought. So yeah. You're not dumping a bunch down powder all over the place, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So then you're brushing your teeth with it, and you don't spit it out.
I wouldn't, no. As long as you can take it internally, you might as well swallow it, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Little few bugs in there or something. So so you're not taking it orally then, too, are you? Are you taking it in additional orally through the swallowing?
Yeah, I'm experimenting and really... I'm doing 3, 4, 5, 6 those little spoonfuls a day.
And this is supposed to help?
Just energy, because, it'll help a lot of different things. You know, the calcium thing is what, that's where we get the energy, right? When the calcium gets into the cells, remember, and that's one of the things that the glyphosate thing screws up.
Oh, I didn't know it did calcium.
Yeah, remember, who told us that? What show was that? What show was that? Adam would know. It's the calcium bomb that goes in the cells. That's it. Mm-hmm. And this is from
Go ahead.
That's right. This is from little oysters, too. So it's not like some dead calcium. You know what I mean? Jelly bean?
Yeah, because I'm still got that Thomas Levy book, Death by Calcium, and he said no one should take calcium, and I know that's not true.
Well, of course. But, and you know, what he was talking about, Robert, was all the calciums around that are made from dumb rocks and in beaker boys. And he's right. You know, he wasn't talking about this kind of calcium. I don't believe.
And I'm trying to, you know, contempt prior to investigation. I'm trying to get primed, get educated to know the benefits of it.
I certainly hope so. That's why we're here, Robert, to help you out.
And I'm just thinking this is just some marketing, ground-up pearls, you know, but... Apparently, there is really some scientific. She's saying the pearl has something to do with it. Attracts bone growth, something in the pearl. There's some.
Yeah, there's real. There. Yeah, the teeth is a bone, and it actually they've got research. Some people in France, where this powder helps the bones to actually kind of grow. You know, it's been used for thousands of years. You can check it out in Chinese medicine, in Ayurvedic medicine for beauty, for skin. People used to rub it on their face, you know, stuff like that. So it goes way, way back. And she knew about this pearl thing when she was a kid in China. And she's a PhD and a quantum physicist. You know, she just didn't fall off the turnip truck, you know. So see, you know, as you know, our trademark is know the source, right? Know the source. So the reason I get really high on these products is because I get to know the people. And, you know, you get to know someone like Wayne, and you just, every time you talk to him, my head explodes with what he understands and research, or Daniel Vitalis, you know, or, you know what I'm saying? So this brings a lot of, for me, this is really the deal. Our Brandon, you know what he goes through to make these Shen Blossom products? You've heard the commercials with the ginseng 50-year-old and by the moon, and this is where the action is, you know, not just buying a product on Amazon because it sounds good, is... Go back to the source, you know, and who are these people? What's their motives? And, you know, are they honorable people? You know, are they ethical people? You know, that's the mojo you want in your body. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that's kind of the other thing we're going to talk about, you know, and let me see how I can put this nicely, but it won't come out right.
That's all right. I can
take it. I kind of had a little awakening, which I've had before, but didn't follow through on it, that I'm starting to see that most of the people, including yourself, me, and we don't know nothing.
Yeah, boy, now you're getting
there. I'm quoting you because I said Pastor's going to get offended if I say that.
No,
I'm
not.
I'm only saying what he says all the time. I don't know nothing, man.
I'll tell you what.
Don't listen to me. Don't listen to me.
Don't. I mean, because the only thing we know for sure is what we experience. No, I don't. I can't. I don't know squat. You know, I get up and I look and I see, and you make a move and you say, okay. You make another move. But that's exactly what we're talking about. If we get all tied up, Robert, with these dogmatic ideas about the way the world works, or if I do this, this is going to happen, we don't know nothing. We're just dealing with old dead images of life. And you just spin around like a little like a little mouse in a trap. You get that, don't you? Well, good for you.
Because one time I really looked up to you, and now I turn on a show and I'm like, what am I listening to that idiot for?
That's right. I don't know anything. Good. Trust me.
Respectfully.
I don't know. Squat.
Because one minute we're doing this and then that, and I'm thinking, poor Dr. Ellie, you know, oh, man, you know.
Well, that doesn't mean when you're trying different things and you're looking at life,
know.
You know, that means you're dealing from a more soul perspective and not out of the mind. See, most of humanity is running around doing the same thing every day, right? Repeating the same thing every day.
Somebody else.
That's right. They read some, do something, this is what they're doing. And they're not taking responsibility for their life, and they're not learning anything except repeating the same thing.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Mark Wahlberg, I got to get up 3:30 in the morning and start exercising.
Well, if you want. If you want to look like that body, baby, I don't know. I don't think it would take that, but it's fun. But, you know, what's fun, too, Robert, in Ekinkar, we have the Ekvija, and they talk about the wheel of 84, and that's what this wheel is. And you have 100 and so many lakhs what's the different 12 zodiac signs, right? So you work through about, I don't know, a million lifetimes because you keep going around the zodiac sign, and that's called the wheel of 84. And that's what soul does, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, just like a little hamster wheel. Because they believe the same stuff, and they go through their whole lifetime, and they die, and then they got to, well, I didn't learn much that lifetime. I got to go back. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, you know, because earlier, you know, you were, I guess we can't hear till we can hear. We can't see till we can see. Just like Fraser yesterday.
Right.
I was like, what, another documentary on root canals? We've been talking about this for 20 years. What's he doing a documentary on? But apparently he's going to run it again.
Yeah, but there's nothing
not
like this. So
new.
You know, there's a lot of new stuff. And you got to, let that go. Watch it.
I didn't mean that bad.
No.
Because I've been following this stuff.
But
so
I know.
Been,
but there is, you know, a lot of new stuff if it's presented in a different way so people can hear it. Just like you just said.
Correct.
We can hear what we can hear, what we can hear at the time. You know,
right.
There's a lot of people out there with there's a lot of people out there with root canals that you could send them all the root canal videos in the world, and they're just, because they're boring and dull and they're, you know, whiteboards. You know what I'm saying, Robert? And they're not going to, you know, Thomas Levy or whatever, even Dr. Nunley, they're not going to even listen to it. But
they may hear it this time.
Yeah.
We often say that in groups.
Right.
You know, I heard it 100 times, but this time I heard it put a different way.
That's right.
That's like you were kind of giving me credit earlier, and I don't mean credit.
Oh, no. You
about the LDN. You had done shows on that long ago.
Really?
I think Janna Perry did a show on
LDN. I don't even remember.
There was a couple, not a main show, but we had talked about it. I think Janna Perry, for one, may have talked about it a couple times.
So what do you think about my LDN story? Isn't it pretty interesting, isn't it?
You're really taking it to a new level. This is a spiritual drug.
Really?
But I'm surprised you're doing the 1.5. Maybe I need to take less.
Okay, I'm not doing it anymore. I just, you know, I haven't done it.
I heard that.
I haven't done it for a week. I only did 1.5 every other day.
You're small. You're pretty, how much you weigh?
125.
Okay, yeah, you're about, that's probably about maybe the right dose. And, you know, you were saying Robert never does anything, and don't get me wrong, I know, but no, I had followed it properly, and I don't think there is no guideline.
But you never really got a lot out of it where you said, man.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Maybe I got out of it as much as I did.
Okay.
But then, again, all this, you took it every couple days, the amount you take, that's what I meant. It's not a one-size-fit-all. It affects everybody.
So what did you feel from it?
Similar, I mean, but different.
What did you feel? I mean, what did you learn, or what did you, something?
I started taking it probably 10, 15 years ago with the Hep C, as a following the Bergson protocol to prevent liver cancer. Because obviously when you have a army of antibodies from the virus, the Hep C in you, your whole system's out of whack. So that was to balance the immune system.
Right.
Strengthen the body to prevent cancer, and it was more as a preventative, more or less.
I see.
And so I'm still alive, still kicking, don't have cancer that I know of yet.
I don't think
apparently it did its job. And I had those good days where I woke up and felt like $1 million.
Yeah.
But then I think after a while, if you keep taking it like you're not taking it, it could backfire. Maybe you're going to feel crappy. So that's why I say there is a protocol, but after the protocol, good luck, because we don't know how it's going to work. You know?
Well, I really heard Dr. Cowan when he said, oftentimes, if you take less, it's better. It'll work better.
Exactly.
And that's when I went to every other day. And then I just got to a point about a week ago. I said, man, I'm good. I don't need it. And so I just quit taking it. And, you know, so I've got 90 little, I got 90 little pills on the counter. I'll sell it on my eBay or something.
No, keep them. You may need
them. Oh, I know. I'm just kidding.
I gave my cousin some when she came down with cancer.
Yeah? What happened?
Well, she ended up dying because she didn't do anything else. But I was telling her she still kept smoking. And
sure.
Well, I took up some liposome with vitamin C. Nah, I don't want that stuff. It tastes bad.
Sure.
Know?
Well, it was just time for her to go, you know.
Yeah, but I think she was really glad that I gave her that. That gave her some hope, and I probably extended it. However, they told her it was slow growing, and then all of a sudden they said, well, let's do chemo and radiation, which is the normal American standard protocol, and then with that, she went downhill, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the LDN probably could have helped, and maybe did.
Could have helped. Yeah, I was hoping Denise was going to call, because she sent me an email saying, it's changed my life, this LDN.
I was waiting for her to call in.
Yeah.
Yep, and that's one of the things people get a benefit out of, the MS.
Yeah, because it's an autoimmune thing, right?
Right, and before I forget, so you were saying about taking it every 3 days, and then some of the people on some of the groups, there's a couple good, just so people may know, there's a couple big, one really big LDN group on Yahoo groups.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people take it once a week on there, once a week.
I'll be doing.
And then, like, the guy who did the interview, the crazy pharmacist, what did he say? He said, you asked him, why do you take it? He said, well, I've seen people die from cancer.
Oh, yeah, he's doing it as a preventative.
But what I heard was, I'm scared, I'm going to take it because I want to prevent cancer, you know?
Yeah. That's why he's taking it. And Dr. Marshall yesterday, boy, he was pretty up on it. Did you hear him?
Yeah, I listened to him. He was pretty neat,
boy,
yeah.
I liked him, yeah, he was great. Yeah, cool guy.
Because I emailed in about the...
It was lithium, another lithium, right? You're always trying different...
He said, don't take the aspartate. That's an excitatory.
Right.
And he said, Jonathan Wright sometimes goes up to 40 milligrams. I took 3 last night. I took 15 milligrams last night, just playing around.
Hmm.
Slept good, woke up calm, and start listening to you, then I got all excited.
Yeah, you got all excited, I don't know. Well, I don't think you can get too calm, so if lithium orotate calms down your body, anybody listening, try some. I mean, it's not going to...
Yeah, refresh my memory. What was he all about? Neurotropics. He was about neurotropics.
That's right.
And then you were joking with him. He said, yeah, he owns a lithium stock in Africa.
Lithium mine. So his main ones were lithium, magnesium, and selenium. Make sure you're getting plenty of multivitamins, and then make sure you're getting B12 to work with the selenium. And I think those were, you could listen to it again. I actually listened to the whole show again in the car driving to Austin yesterday. I burned a CD because he's got a lot there. And but those were his main guys. Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming back to me now, yeah, because I called in about the brain damage from chemo and drug treatments, and he said, niacin. He said, do niacin to detox, because what Jennifer Daniels said still sticks in my head when I asked her, you know, because I mentioned the L. Rod Hubbard, how they do the Scientology detox with niacin.
Right.
They say people have flashbacks from taking drugs 30 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I remember Jennifer Daniels, I said, look, because Marshall said, well, there's a half-life, you know, and it usually gets out of your system. But I remember Jennifer Daniels, I asked her, and I'm just paraphrasing, quoting what I remember them saying. She said, no, those medicines get stuck in your system, you know, they're hard to get out, you know.
Well, I guess, as Dr. Marshall said, some take longer than others, but he was also very clear that what he calls brain damage is chemical and also, you know, even... You know, that's damage there, because it's all energetic, right? But he said the brain can come back from anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. He said there's no, And I believe that, boy. I believe that. So somebody even with full-on Parkinson or Alzheimer's, if they really worked at it, I think they could turn it around. So.
Yeah, I got my fish roll out. Sorry, Adam.
Boy, I tell you what, yeah, it's so funny because you hear me talk to him about that. I said, you know, Doc, we've got some people here that, boy, they're not good about this fish oil. He said, well, I disagree. I've been taking it for 25 years, and I'm doing pretty good. So I don't know, you know. I know, I really, and I respect Adam, too, and he's got a lot of research on it. Who knows, man? Wasn't Stephen Huer, didn't he say that he had, like, one of the cleanest fish oils ever years ago? I'm trying to recall. Do you remember that one?
I know Nordic Naturals and others. I can't remember which one Stephen had, but I'm taking the one Dr. Stephen Sinatra recommends, that calamari oil. It ain't really from fish. It's from squid. Calamari.
Oh, squid oil. Has it got EPAs and DHAs?
Yeah, it's higher in DHA, which is better for the brain.
No,
DHA.
No. Well, you got to listen to the show. Do you know what he said yesterday?
He said more EPA. I know
right,
that.
Right.
But DHA is good, too. But I'm just saying that squid is higher in DHA. More than EPA.
Oh, it is higher in DHA, huh?
Yeah, I think, you know, I like Adam too, but I think he's gone overboard on it. Just my opinion. He's really into it.
That's all right.
And I know Adam does believe you can eat fish and all that too. So what I'm trying to say ain't coming out right. I think people throw the baby out with the bathwater, and they go overboard on stuff. You know.
Oh, here's the one that Stephen Huer said what he thought was one of the cleanest ever. It's called Rosita, extra virgin Norwegian cod liver oil, fresh raw handcrafted from wild livers using a very rare ancient extraction which uses nature to separate the oil from the liver, no chemicals, solvents, or mechanical devices. That sounds pretty cool. The oil is completely unrefined and produced under the total absence of heat, a process that protects its nutritional value. And it's from these waters in the middle of Norway, which are away from radioactivity and stuff like that. So,
You forgot the part where it was packed by virgins under a full moon.
That's right, virgins under a full moon. That you have to always remember that because that you get points for that one, you know. Thank you for that.
Is that from Stephen's website?
That is from, if you click on the One World Way site, One World Way ad, and just put in cod liver oil, fish oil into a search engine, you'll see extra virgin Norwegian cod liver oil, Rosita. So, I mean, if you're going to do that and just kind of go against the conventional wisdom of Mr. Bergstrom and who's the other guy? What's his name? You know, the famous guy.
Brian Peskin.
Go against the tide there, yeah. and get put in timeout by Adam and Brian Peskin in the corner. That'd probably be a good one to buy. Sounds pretty clean. Of course, again, I'm just believing the marketing, but, you know, Stephen's pretty good. He was awfully very careful putting up stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but where's Stephen at? I ain't seen him on your show in a while.
Yeah, he just hasn't been around. He's just up and about doing stuff.
He's up there where the water's coming in. Ain't he in North Carolina or Asheville?
He is in,
like
somewhere around there. Yeah, he's probably batting in the hatches. I'll email him this weekend. Let him see.
Well, you had him on the regular basis, so he chickened out, or you can't stay in contact, or?
Yeah, we just kind of decided not to do that anymore.
Oh, you guys didn't want to do the show anymore.
Right. Adam says that 7-Up started in 1929 as a bib label lithiumated lemon lime soda. It came to lithium citrate until 1948. So Dr. Marshall was on that. Isn't that fascinating? Lithium and 7-Up until 1948. A bib label lithiated lemon-lime soda in 1929. Yeah, Dr. Marshall was saying they kind of put it out right around the Depression so people wouldn't get so whacked out over losing their money. That is so hilarious. My God.
Yeah, they keep, when you look up, I like to, when I Google stuff, I'll just put in whatever I'm looking and then NIH, and usually it comes up with National Institutes of Health, and there'll be some peer-reviewed research, so it's fairly credible. And I always quote this one, and it ain't related to that NIH, but they're always saying that there's these towns where there's higher lithium in the water.
Sure.
And I always quote some town in West Texas somewhere.
I'll be done.
There's a very low suicide rate, like Marshall mentioned, very low murder rate. And I guess everybody's just walking around relaxed.
And chilled out, right? So,
lithium.
I just lost my train of thought that I was going to... Lithium.
Fluoride blocks lithium.
Fluoride blocks lithium. That's right. Fluoride blocks. So does caffeine.
Huh?
That's what he said.
Caffeine?
That's what he said.
Hmm. I have to listen to that again.
Mm-hmm. Lithium citrate, but lithium orotate is the go-to, right? That's what Dr. Marsh was talking about yesterday.
Real quick on Wayne's.
Yep.
I wanted to try some of his probiotics, but it sounds like it's too complicated. There's 20
it's
different
not
ones. How do you know?
How many times? Okay, let me repeat. Just try a couple. I'd like to see what you think. Just try the multi-blend, right? That's got all the different probies, right? Living Streams multi-blend. And then do the living minerals. So you're going to get in 78 minerals and probiotics. Try those two. And put them in your water every day.
Okay.
And then see what you think. And see if you don't start to save the world or whatever. Save the whales.
Did you get the home shield from Ken Rolla?
No, I do not have it.
The whole house yard one? He's the one who said that thing when he had that plugged in. And I'm exaggerating, obviously, where storms just... went away from his house, like. You know,
I know, it's crazy.
That would have been nice to see if that worked where these storms are, you know.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get any. I think he's actually in Europe, and
he's in Florida too. So yeah,
he he's in Europe today, so he's going to be on the show from Europe on Monday.
And
what else?
Janet Perry, where's she at lately?
I haven't heard from her. I think she's still on the mend, but she's been kind of low. Under the radar. I think she's not even doing her Facebook or anything, so...
Yeah, because I'm on some Facebook groups of hers, and no action.
I've
been concerned, you know. Again, like, no gossip. We're just concerned, you know, so... I talk about people. It's just I miss them or hear their names.
Well, sometimes people... sometimes people just go submerge for a while, and they come back, you know.
Yeah, I've been kind of doing that myself a little bit. Not out and about, just doing...
part of the deal.
Like that. Okay.
Okay, Robert, thanks for calling. It's always fun talking to you. Keep at it.
All right.
See you soon. Have a good day. Brave soul, Robert. He calls most open phones. He's a trip. Adam says, the Socratic paradox is, I know that I know nothing. According to the book of Ecclesiastes, there is no new thing under the sun. According to Robert, it's not one size fits all. And Ecclesiastes is right. I can expound on that a little bit. Which is what one of my teachers taught me, Eckmasters, that everything in the lower worlds is totally done, complete. Poof, it's done. And that's what the Bible's saying. There's no new thing under the sun. It's already there. So anything on the physical, astral, causal, mental, etheric, or subconscious, all situations in our life are already worked out. They're totally worked out. Everything we could possibly want to do, could do, and it's always been like that. They're all worked out. And Jesus talked about it. They're all like many rooms in my mansion. So that's what he was talking about, the idea that there's many states of consciousness. And they're all kind of tied in together and hooked together just like a bunch of rooms. Kabillions of them, trillions of it, more than 10 times the amount of stars, as you can imagine, with all the souls. And they're all there, and they're worked out, and they're done. It's all done. I know it seems weird to think about it, but we have free will, and we can enter any one of these rooms that we want. And when we enter into it and accept them as real, they are then alive and real, and it's that's how we change our state of consciousness. So that's why this screenplay I'm writing to them, this book I'm writing, it's already done. All I do is get into a space where I'm just reading it, essentially reading it, or hearing it, or seeing it, or feeling it from where it's already done. Does that make sense? So I'm not making this stuff up. It just comes in. It's there. And all writers will tell you this, and all artists will tell you this when they make a painting or write a song. It's already done. You know, Mozart heard music in his head. Beethoven didn't hear music. It's already done. Creativity is simply opening up to what really floats our boat, moving into that, having the discipline to sit there and let go of a lot of old extraneous thoughts. Oh, I can't do this, can't do, you know, suddenly, boom, it's already done. It's done. And so we're just really channels. We're just being co-workers with God. So even when you hear people say, I wrote this book, not really. You know, and that's how the Bible was created, and that's how all the spiritual texts were created. Depending on the state of consciousness of the vehicle of the apostles, Mark, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. And that's why they call it the Word of God, because they just kind of download it. But there's always more too. Not taking any away from the Bible, but it's just one viewpoint. And there's more. And there's always more. There's always a higher state of consciousness. And Eckhart Tolle taught, there's always another step. So you never just land up in a place and say, oh, I'm done. I'm just going to sit around on this cloud and play a harp and drink 7-Up with lithium. You just keep moving and keep expanding and keep expanding our awareness. And it'll always be like that forever and ever and ever and never stop. Whoa. Now that'll make your head explode when you consider like, because we're never going to die. Isn't that crazy to think about that? As so, we are never going to lose our consciousness. Ever. So what are we going to be doing a trillion years from now? That's why it's maddening to worry about what we're going to be doing 2 hours from now, because, duh. If you go out into the future, it's like, well, how far do you want to go? Month, year, lifetime, trillion, million? Yeah, it just makes your head explode. It's so fascinating. Adam says 7-Up was launched 2 weeks before the Wall Street crash. Maybe somebody knew what was coming. That's what Dr. Marshall was conjecturing yesterday. Isn't that funny? Lithium. I got to send this to Andrew Goss. He's going to love this. I'm going to tell him about it. Oh, Perlseum, and the other one you get at the drugstore is Closest. Please spell it out. Oh, it's Closis. Isn't that how you spell it? Let me duck, duck, go it a minute. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get away from using the term Google. Closis. That's it. Closis. Oh, they actually have a toothpaste too. How are we doing? Wonder what the toothpaste is made of. All right. Our products. Toothpaste. Oh. Give me the ingredient label, dude. Give it to me. Lay it on me. Select size. Locate. Sulfite-free, triclosan-free, gluten-free, That's hilarious, gluten-free. Really. Marketers are amazing. Gluten-free, like gluten-free toothpaste? Yeah, all right. Okay. I don't see the ingredient label. Why don't they do that? Oh, maybe on Amazon we can get it. And then I'll give you the ingredient label of the closest oral. The liquid stuff is what I like. Let's do it. I can click on the label, closest toothpaste, and we'll get the ingredient label here. Now we're happening. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Make it easy. All right. Can I make it bigger? Yes. Whew. All right, active ingredients. Oh, it's sodium fluoride. It's got fluoride. Boop. Okay. Never mind. Okay, so the closest unflavored mouthwash. I'll read you that. If I remember, it's simply chlorine dioxide. Stabilize chlorine dioxide and trisodium phosphate, citric acid. Trisodium phosphate, remember Tony Pantelesco used to say you could put that in your bath water to neutralize chlorine and fluoride. It's interesting they put that in there. So that's a very safe thing. Chlorine dioxide is miracle mineral supplement, MMS. It's a stabilized form that this company gets to sell in Walgreens. But the people doing unstabilized MMS get thrown in jail. Daniel. I've emailed Daniel, who got put in jail for selling MMS, and I think he's going to come on the show soon and tell us his story. God love him. Strange karma, huh? But he worked through it. Okay. Adam's going to weigh in on the fish oil. I knew he'd say something. DHA going rancid inside the body is worse than it getting rancid outside the body because DHA fixates on the double bond inside the body. Enzymes increase DHA's rancidity. But yellow fat disease is not the worst disease in the world. That would be stinking thinking, the cause of 90% of all diseases. I agree, Aaron. Stinking thinking, that's it. You get rid of stinking thinking, you're done. Just leave. Go. But DHA, Adam, and fish or grass-fed meat or some algaes, they don't get rancid. It's just when you do the fish thing. Yeah. I'm eating a lot of fish. I don't think I need fish oil. I'm just eating a lot of fish. Plus, I'm feeling stronger every day. Can't you see my muscles? Mark Wahlberg in training now. That's hilarious. I still haven't found the website I really wanted because he described every meal and how he did it. Can't believe I lost that one. Man. Okay, I gotta do this without getting anxiety here. Let's see. Don't they have a thing in Google where you can actually look at your history? Yeah. Never mind. I'm gonna let it go. Oh, one thing I wanted to touch on that I scratched out, a thing that I think is really fun to kind of talk about. Maybe we'll wrap up with, unless you've got something else. Let me go to a couple other emails first. I'm feeling strong here. I could stay on forever, but let's see. Let's get carried away. Thank you so much for this post that you did on Monsanto from Robert Kennedy. It shows the absolute sociopathic, demonic nature of Monsanto and its new owner, Bayer, that despite the despicable protection Monsanto Bayer has gotten from various branches of our government, and the judge in this case not allowing certain evidence to be examined by the jury, still there is so much negative evidence against Monsanto that they were still found liable by the jury. It gives me a spiritual high. From Judith. What she's talking about was Robert Kennedy wrote an article, and he was one of the lead attorneys in the case where the fellow got $289 million damages, that non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And there was a lot of stuff, according to RFK, who, by the way, we've invited on the show, wouldn't that be fun, that the judge would not even allow him to be presented. Lots. But Robert Kennedy Jr. now is thinking in this new case that he's also involved in with 425 plaintiffs that they're going to be able to get more stuff put in. Yeah, the judges, they're very, you know, I'm not saying the judges are bad people, but, you know, you can't put in prejudicial. I watch a lot of lawyer shows. You can't put in prejudicial evidence. They don't let you do that. But so they still won. But let me just comment, Judith. Let me help you out here a little bit, girl. So she says, gives me a spiritual high. I'd like to encourage you to think about the possibility that if you would let go of the idea that Monsanto is sociopathic, demonic nature, that this would you would advance spiritually by getting that, rather than thinking you're gaining spiritual growth by seeing Monsanto go down. Not so much, in my opinion. You gain more spiritually by forgiving them, for realizing that their sociopathic, demonic nature, your words, not mine, are all there for a reason, and they're part of the picture, and everything is in its proper place and its proper time. And if they were really not supposed to be there, don't you think Divine Spirit would just clean it up? Well, they'd just wipe them out. You don't think Spirit or God that created Satan couldn't kick his butt if it wanted to, or he wanted to, or she wanted to? Of course. But these things are there for a reason. And the reason is for us to learn that how to do the dance with these things and not have them hurt us, and realize that it's our karma because we created these people. You know, there's nothing that comes into our reality, a Monsanto or a Bayer, chemtrails or anything, that we didn't create. It's our karma. So to think they're bad and you want to kill them is not why we're here. My opinion, we're here to learn that, oh boy, that's interesting. Well, I don't think I need to do a dance with these people anymore. I'm kind of done. But you see, if you just go after them and try to kill them and eat them, and you're just going to have to come back and deal with it again. And that's why soul keeps reincarnating. But when we get to the point where we're detached from it, we don't hate them, we don't love them, we don't do anything. They're just there. It's just like a movie. It's just one of these rooms, right? It's just one of these rooms in the mansion that Jesus talked about. And we don't have to go there. We can just see the room and say, well, that's interesting, but, you know, I don't need to play that room. I'm going to go play somewhere else. That's when you're advancing spiritually, because your soul, and you're moving towards the light and, you know, trying to kick Monsanto's booty. Now, there's a way to do it ethically, like a Kennedy in courts, and that's his karma too. So he's working out his karma, and he's learning how to help maybe make them go away on the physical level. But that's all part of God's plan. So we all have different karma, and Robert Kennedy certainly has his as well. Does that make sense? So, Judith, let go of that idea. Well, you don't have to, but I'd encourage you to let go of that idea that they're the devil and the, you know, and all that. Yeah, you're just not going to, that's not going to help, that's not going to end well for you. No, it won't end well. It won't end. It's like the Hatfields and the McCoys, right? Yeah, well, your granddaddy, your great-great-great-granddaddy shot mine. Well, yeah, but your great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy shot mine. And that's just, you know, you're like a hamster running around. That's what's happening with the Shiites and the Sunnis in the Middle East. They don't get it either. Hello, good morning. Who's this? Oh, my goodness. Here is Bridget the Carnivore. My God.
It's Meathead.
You're the Meathead. Okay. You talked about eating meat, only meat. How are you still on it?
Yeah, I kind of cheated a couple times, though.
Ah, okay. That's all right.
Not bad, but like I had a little bit of yogurt one night. And, yeah, so I mean, but mostly I have been doing just meat, and just wanted to say, I like how I feel.
Yeah.
And the main thing is I'm not hungry and I don't have cravings.
That's good.
That's what it seems to be doing for me the most is I'm not sitting there thinking, I want, you know, how cravings come in, like you want, you're like, I want a sweet roll or I want.
All right, all right.
You smell the bakery next door and you think you want to go get something, or, you know, I feel stronger in my will, or, you know, because I just feel stronger in my body.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting. And I don't have to eat as much, you know, so I just eat a little bit of meat and then I'm good.
Like
for a while.
Like a piece of chicken or something like that? Or?
Yeah, I'm not big on chicken. I did make some chicken thighs the other night, but I'm more doing beef. I'm doing ribeyes and, you know, and then I'll do eggs, but I don't even want eggs right now. It's so interesting. I'll do ground beef and pork, pork, you know, tenderloin and then bacon.
What a meathead you are, girl. You're just a meathead. Do you remember I told you that, Meridian, I think, is trying this too. You might email her.
Yeah, I heard her show. That's why, you know, it kind of made me, because I don't know, it made sense to me. So anyway, I wanted to try it. I've tried everything, but I'm kind of like you. I just try it.
Why not?
You know, it's I don't know.
That's right.
You don't know until you try.
That's right. I tell you.
And so it's very interesting. But like today, like this morning, I made me a ribeye and I just had a couple bites, but then I have it for lunch. So now I'm going to just eat a little bites of ribeye. I think the main thing is it's cutting everything else out.
Right. It's what you're not eating, right?
Yeah. Everything else and just letting it chew on some meat.
Yeah. And then when you go back, which you probably will, just, you know, I don't know. You might not.
I can't imagine not ever eating vegetables.
Of course.
Again. I mean, come on.
But then what you could do, you could really take a, you know, you could do a little, did you hear me talking about a little food chart thing?
Well, I know that's what somebody said. It's like, you know, you slowly add one thing back in and see how you react to it.
Right, right. And you'd really be able to tell, right? If you don't do this or that for a month, I guarantee you, if you eat a gluten-free bagel with butter, and you're going to tell real clearly if you digest it well, if you eliminate it well, if you like the way you feel an hour later, it's really fun to do that. And you learn a lot by that way, man. You learn a lot.
And I think what the meat thing is that it makes it easier because you're not hungry. And even when you do get hungry, it's like it feels good to get hungry because I've been chewing on meat. My body has been chewing on meat for a little while. And then it gets hungry, it's like it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Really? Is it on mute? Okay.
What's that?
So anyway, I just wanted to check in when I could.
Well, I'm glad you did because, you know, we like to keep track of meatheads. We have the Meathead GPS on One Radio Network, and so for you meatheads, we're going to keep track.
I know, and I bet I'm on the top of the list.
Are you losing weight doing this?
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm not bloated. I feel like I have more energy. I sleep well, and I poop just like I poop every morning. I'm not a you know, anyway. But it seems the same, but it's not as much, because they say your body uses it.
Yeah, I mean, there's not as much fiber and stuff there, you know, to go
right.
through.
Right, and that's kind of interesting, like the filler, you know, it's not so much filler, it's just mm-hmm. main thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I read that Mark Wahlberg, who's got a great body, have you ever seen his body? Who? Mark Wahlberg, that actor who gets up 2:30 in the morning and Google him sometime. It's just hilarious what he does. Anyway, he eats turkey burgers, I think, 3 times a day or something like that.
Yeah, interesting. I'm not into chicken or turkey that much, but I might be. And I haven't done any fish, and I may do that, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And I got like a beef jerky the other day because I was like, I need something in case I get hungry. I want to have things at my fingertips so I don't, you know, grab that bag of chips or something. So anyway, I just wanted to give you a report, and then I'll report in next Friday for my 2-week.
It'll be your 2-week anniversary, right?
Yeah, yeah, man. I'll let you know.
Okay, baby. Hey, you guys are not going to get any.
Weekend.
You're not going to get anything from this Florence thing, are you? You're too far away, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful right now.
Cool.
Absolutely beautiful. Blue skies, little breeze in the air, kind of not humid. We're really getting some pretty weather here.
Blue
little breeze.
Skies.
Nice.
Yeah, and you are on the Panhandle Gulf Coast, right?
Yep, right between Tallahassee and Pensacola.
Hot dog, Tallahassee. Great.
All right,
sweetheart.
In the middle.
Nice talking to you.
Okay, you too.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Meathead report. Can you imagine just eating meat? I guess it'd be fun to try. Adam says, ironically, Monsanto is fighting yellow fat disease on the sly. Fish farmers are saving millions of dollars a year. Oh, because of what they're feeding the fish? Yeah, man, I just do that wild caught stuff. I don't do any of the farm raised stuff. No way. I'm not doing it. So I guess Denise is not going to call. We wanted to kind of hear from her, but okay. I guess we can go. We did it. We just did that. You know, it's covered. Let's go. Well. We've had, I think, probably 8-9 inches of rain the last week. So we have 11,000 gallons of rainwater in the bank. Isn't that cool? Man, I'm so blessed. You know, I just talked to the angels and said, oh my goodness, I sure thank you, boy. Thank you. Well, I love you guys. I love you very much. Email me if I can help with anything. And I'm right here and I'm at your service. And may the blessings be.
There's a saying, oh, says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for this lost lamb? There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I'll hope that he turns out to be somebody. handsome.